So under normal circumstances, we'd have Mike Babcock on, the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, and we wouldn't be talking about anything pressing because they'd be on cruise control into the playoffs. And I don't think we've ever had this experience where we're talking to the coach of the Detroit Red Wings. Well, it's been 21 years?
21 years since they missed the playoffs.
Missed the playoffs. Now, they're not out of the playoffs by any stretch of the imagination.
I still think they'll make the playoffs.
They're in the fight, but their surprising, I guess, loss to Calgary last night combined with Columbus's fifth consecutive victory has bumped the Blue Jackets into eighth place, at least temporarily. Now, where would you expect to find Mike Babcock on an off day in this condensed NHL schedule? Well, of course, he'd be skiing at Grouse Mountain, and that's where he is. Are you on your way up or are you on your way down, Mr. Babcock?
No, I'm doing neither. I'm just doing a little climb here, but just kind of stop and take a break here. You know, it's an interesting situation, obviously. After the last Olympics, I think we had to go 16-2-1 or something to get in the playoffs, but we were able to do it. We had a different group. We've been actually a pretty consistent team all year long. We're usually in the month, we're a game over 500 or two games over 500. Last night was a big loss for our team, and, you know, we thought we did lots of things right, but we had a couple tough D goalie exchanges, and in the end, it cost us the game. We wake up today, you know, it's a good day to have an off day for our club for sure, just to get away from hockey totally, and I think that's the same for the coaches, and then we'll watch the game tonight and then get charged back up and practice tomorrow and get ready for Vancouver. So we're excited about our opportunity.
Is this team tight right now, Mike?
Well, I think so. I think, you know, what's interesting to me is I think this group really competes hard, really works hard. We're a much different group than we've been. We've played very hard. I thought the only time we didn't play hard here of late, we had a real meltdown against Chicago. We got down 3-0 right away. And then the day of the trade deadline, you know, it was a tough day for our group. And the fact that anytime you don't acquire players, you're telling your team it's about maybe next year. And, you know, I thought that was a tough day for us in Phoenix. Other than that, I think our clubs played real hard. And we put a lot of workload on Pavel Datsyuk, Henrik Zetterberg, Cronwell, and Howard. They're the guys each and every night. They got to carry the mail. And I think they've done an excellent job with it, embraced it, and battled hard for us.
And usually we'd be talking at the end of an 82-game schedule saying, boy, it's been a grind, you know, and get to the playoffs, and it's physically tough and all that. But this is a different kind of season. This is a 48-game season. You still got, I think, five left. How would you assess sort of the general condition of your team and your players as what it would be like at the end of a regular season?
Well, you know, I mean, the biggest difference this year is when you live in the East and play in the Western Conference over an 82-game schedule, you get to play in the East a little bit and get a breath of fresh air. In other words, you travel 1 hour and you play some games and you get recharged a little
yeah.
bit. I think we're out west 5 or 6 weeks here right now, and for us, so that's a problem. And saying all that, you know what? Columbus traveled as far as we did last night. They found a way to win. They traveled farther. You know, to me, I don't worry about any of those things. The schedule this year has been tough from a travels point of view. And saying that, everyone else has had the same one. We've had a young group. It's been an energized group. We got a lot of new faces. We've had a lot of fun. We spent a lot of time. And we think we've really improved as a team, especially on our back end. The bottom line is we don't score goals like we once did. The games are, when you don't score goals, you grind out wins. When you score goals, you get some nights where you get a breather. And we don't score goals, so it's a grinder.
I know you don't, I'm sure you don't really want to talk about next season and beyond, but just in terms of the move to the Eastern Conference. Have you done sort of the math? Have you figured out what it might mean to a Detroit Red Wing player to play in the Eastern Conference next year as opposed to the West?
I think it'll be huge, obviously, for our guys. It's just the fact that travel, and it's not the travel, it's the time change that's the biggest thing. And when I coached in Anaheim, and I've experienced both sides of the travel, 3-hour time change, but the reality is when you get home, you're getting home that night, and when you play somewhere else, you're playing at 4 in the afternoon, not 10 at night. To me, it's a way different thing. So I think that's going to be the biggest advantage, Red Wings. Obviously, for our fans, instead of watching games at 10 at night, you'll be watching games at 7, which is a real positive thing for us. If I'm an older player, I really embrace it because the travel is the biggest wear and tear on the older guys, where the young guys, I mean, I coached the minors and coached college and coached junior. It doesn't matter. You can travel 16 hours to Brandon, Manitoba, you get off the bus, you play the game, no one cares. When you're 40 years old, you need a little time to stretch. It's just a bit different. So the reality is that we're excited about moving to the East, and that's what we're going through. Might as well be anyway, and it should be a lot of fun.
We don't want to keep you too long, but we do want to address one other subject with you. We all understand that the objective at this time of year, all year, every year, is win a Stanley Cup. But every 4 years, you get an opportunity to do something special and go for an Olympic gold medal. You've done that. You've achieved that objective. If the phone rang and the question was asked, would you be the head coach of Team Canada in Sochi? Do you know what you'd say?
100% I'd be in.
100%, huh?
No, I mean, there is no question. It's to me, the Olympic Games are the greatest sporting event ever. People that don't care about sport watch the Olympic Games. It's the international community coming together. It's athletes from all different fields coming together. No better family experience than I've ever had, period, was the Olympic Games in Vancouver. I know Sochi would be much different. But still something, I think, best on best in whatever sport is the greatest thing. To represent your country with pride is something that few people get a chance to do. If they ask you, you better accept. And I'd be more than honored. I'm hoping that the NHL and the Players Association and the Olympic Committee and whoever else committee has to be involved can work this out and we get to go. And then obviously I hope Steve asks me.
Now, I was going to say the players, we're still waiting on that. There has been no conversation between you and Steve to this point in sort of a, if this happens, will you coach the team?
Well, Steve and I have talked lots because we talk, but not about that.
Okay.
Listen, safe skiing. And
he's climbing. He's not skiing.
Whatever you're doing. And
yeah. I just got to make it to the top and get back down. If I can do that, I'll be fine.
See if you can find some tablets up there with inscriptions on them.
Good luck on Saturday night against Vancouver, too. There's Mike Babcock, head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, climbing a mountain.